I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Host. H-O-S-T. Host is this hour's code word. 72881 is the text number. Text HOST to 72881 by the end of this hour. You'll be entered for a chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. HOST is this hour's code word. All right, celebrity trash time, you guys. I don't know about you, but my phone was blowing up with Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know too much about this guy.
Can we hear some of his music?
Yeah, we're going to play a
song. You mean your friends were blowing up your phone?
No,
or
like,
you have news?
Like every news thing that I subscribe to is telling the story of the kidnapping and pistol whipping and robbery. And it's, you know, that, the jockey who... the horse had
Espinoza.
The horse had a heart attack or something, and he was injured. And that there were like a few things on, and then all these shootings. It was like such a crazy. Like every time I looked at my phone, I'm like, "Holy crap, the world's going crazy."
I missed all that.
Oh, you're not subscribing to the right stuff.
No,
Vinny.
I guess not. Well, I mean, weekend comes, I want to go surfing.
Yeah,
and so there it is. So tell me, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
We're going to play one of his songs right now. This is what he sounds like. He's a white guy, right? He's the N-word
time. His real name, I believe, is Dave Hernandez.
I have it written here somewhere.
Well, isn't Tekashi Japanese?
Yes, but he's not Asian.
At all? Are we sure he doesn't have... I mean, how's...
I don't know. He doesn't look Asian. Here's a picture of him.
Yeah, it's hard to tell with all his tattoos on his face.
Kind of a scuzzy white guy. Go ahead, play the song. Daniel Hernandez.
Daniel.
Well, he's better than Drake, so he's got that going for him.
Oh, so, shut up.
So, but is this guy big?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've been seeing a lot about him in the last, probably in the last year it's ramped up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know much about him or really any rappers. He's one of those guys that just has the face. You can see it in that. He's got a huge spider web like on the side of his neck and around, wraps around stuff all over his forehead, the 6 and a 9.
Tattooing your face has become the thing.
Yeah. His hair's all ratty and gross looking. And
we saw a guy on Goliath. His face was all tattooed up. Short Mexican guy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like his mom is Mexican and his dad is Puerto Rican.
All right.
Daniel Hernandez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure none of that clears him to use the N-word.
Yeah. He was, I was just reading a transcript from some interview he was doing about this incident that happened. And I mean, he just N-word after N-word. I'm like, oh my God, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Well, some of the kids do it, and you see it on some of the posts on, what is that, Reddit or other places where they use it, and you just go,
please stop.
Well, you can only assume they feel like it's in all the music they listen to, so they think it's okay.
He has 6ix9ine tattooed all over his body too. Look at his. Can you see in this picture on his shoulder? This thing on his chest. I think that's another 6ix9ine. And he has it on his forehead. Which...
It is fun. I don't know that I'd tattoo it on me, but I like it. Don't you?
Not as a tattoo.
But so... you like that position, correct? I mean. Just to be clear, we're not talking about the tattoo now, the number.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
You don't?
No. So TMZ, you have to read their stories from the bottom up because they keep every time they update something, it goes at the top. Mm-hmm. So as I'm reading from the book, because I see it's TMZ and that there's updates, so I go to the bottom and I start reading up. So it starts with Tekashi 6ix9ine was kidnapped, pistol whipped, and robbed, and is now in the hospital. They're saying here he was working on a music video in Brooklyn early Sunday morning at about 4 a.m. He wrapped up for the night and drove home. When he got there, another car pulled up and blocked his driveway. That's when three hooded gunmen got out of the other car, grabbed Tekashi, and pistol whipped him, knocking him unconscious. He said the next thing he knew, he was in the backseat of the car as the gunmen were driving around telling him if they didn't get what they wanted from him, jewelry and money, that they would kill him. A short time later, the gunmen pulled up to his home. Two of them made their way inside as the third guarded Tekashi 6ix9ine inside the vehicle. The gunman took about $750,000 worth of jewelry and between 15 and 20 grand in cash. While all this was happening, Tekashi's girlfriend and daughter were in the house. They were not hurt, but they were there.
So 6ix9ine is rich.
Yeah.
Like he's got hits.
Apparently so.
Okay.
You know, all I know is what I see of him in the news.
Made some money in the past 2 years. Mm.
Then the gunman drove away with Tekashi still in the back seat. At some point, 6ix9ine was able to open the back door and jump out. One of the gunmen began chasing him, but got scared and retreated because he was afraid he'd be ID'd. TMZ is reporting Tekashi jumped in the passenger seat of a stranger's vehicle and pleaded for help. The stranger called 911 and asked 6ix9ine to get out of the car at an intersection. An ambulance came and took him to the hospital, which is where he was when they wrote this part of the story. Doctors are doing various tests, including a CT scan. Then he talks to the cops. Story's a little different. So TMZ does an update and says, well, that was the fantastic story that he told us, or I guess his people told them, and here's what he told the cops. Law enforcement sources are saying they interviewed him, and he said at about 4:25 in the morning Sunday, he was a passenger in a Chevy Tahoe at a Brooklyn intersection sitting at a red light when a car bumped them from behind. He said to the cops that two men with guns jumped out, stole the driver's iPhone, and then grabbed Tekashi and dragged him into their car and sped away. Law enforcement says at that point they drove to Tekashi's home. He called someone inside, presumably the girlfriend, and asked her to come down with all his jewelry, which she did. The sources say Tekashi told cops he managed to escape at that point and reported the incident to cops, but then became uncooperative. He checked himself into the hospital. He also was not pistol whipped in this version of it, although he's got some injuries. He was at the hospital, but he didn't tell them that these guys had pistol whipped him. Maybe he fell. I don't know.
Fell?
I have no idea.
Trying to get out of the car.
The two stories are pretty different, though. They're speculating that he doesn't want anybody messing with him. He wanted to tell a story that made him seem a little tougher. Mm-hmm. Right, that he had been, you know, pistol whipped and dragged into this car and had, like, been kidnapped so that they could, you know, so there would be some kind of excuse for him to have had his jewelry stolen. And they're saying here the version he told his people make him look harder than the version he told the cops. So I don't really know what the true story is, but I would guess that law enforcement got a clearer picture than what TMZ originally had.
I'm not surprised by that, though, are you?
No.
These guys, their image is a big part of how they sell music. So, yeah, you got to pump that story up, right?
This is from The Post, a whole nother version of this story.
Do you remember when 50 Cent broke? The story that came with everything, anytime anyone talked about him, was he'd been shot 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
9 times. Like, that was the dude's thing.
Right.
That was his cred.
Yeah.
That's what he hung his hat on.
Yep.
9 times, I'm still here.
Yeah. I mean, that was, so there it is. I mean, these guys, that's what they put out in front so that people believe they are living that life.
Another difference from the cop story, from his original story to the story he told the cops, is he was, apparently, well, I suppose he could have been shooting a video at a strip club. In his story to his people, I was working
yeah,
all
I was
night.
At the studio.
Yeah. In this story, he's at a strip club.
Right.
In Queens. Where, and they are referencing, somebody else was robbed at gunpoint. They're a Knicks player.
Mm-hmm.
Cops believe someone spotted the Tekashi 6ix9ine and followed him out. I guess somebody told the Post he was wearing a $750,000 chain, which was swiped during it sounds like a much more simple robbery in this particular story. This is out of the Post, so I don't know. Cityscapes is the name of the strip club. Oh, my God. Former Knicks forward Cleanthony. Is that how you say the guy's name?
Yeah. Yes,
Looks like Cleanthony. Cleanthony Early. He was shot and robbed outside the establishment a couple of years ago. His attackers took everything from his cell phone to his gold chains and pulled the gold caps off his teeth.
That, how do you do that?
And then they put a bullet in his right leg.
Mm-mm-mm. Did that end his career?
I would think that would end it. Someone's being shot in the leg is tough. You need those.
I never heard that story.
6ix9ine had been boasting for months how he was untouchable, calls himself the king of New York. He had all these beefs with rappers. And they're saying he had a black eye and swollen cheekbone as a result of the attacks. And maybe he was pistol whipped. That sounds like it. It looks like he's out of the hospital already. And now they're saying he's getting less and less cooperative. He started out telling the story to the police, and then as they continued to question him, because...
I hate to say it, but I want to hear the real story.
Right.
This is the guy before the tattoos, Bryn?
Yes, before any face tattoos.
Oh. Did it just look like a young kid?
Yeah, he's a regular-looking guy.
Yeah.
Now let's see him.
I mean, he's only 22.
Yeah.
So that guy, Cleanthony, he actually plays for an NBA G League team called the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. And I guess they're like the farm team for the Houston Rockets.
Wow, well, anyway,
look at him.
He's on the radar now. Yeah, he's a clown.
All the time flashing money. The other day, he had stacks and stacks. He was sitting down, and he had stacks and stacks with his legs kind of spread.
Oh,
and
here's a picture right here.
All over. Is that it, Bryn?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. we're
yeah,
looking at...
like, look at that. That was just, gosh, I don't know, Wednesday last week?
Yeah, he should... He's actually talking now. He did some interview, the same one where he was using the N-word over and over. And he was saying on that one, he's like, I think it's an inside job. You can't kill the king of the pharaoh in Egypt unless you're the guy who built the pyramid. Or, you know, some he's trying to say okay. he thinks it's someone from his circle who set this whole thing up.
Oh.
But it's, you know, it could be. But it also, with pictures like that on Instagram, it could just as easily be someone who's like, oh, my God, I got to go get that off of him.
Yep.
He's talking about not wearing jewelry anymore. Like, I don't want
to. Well, I don't want to flaunt my wealth.
I guess, unless you're going to be having all kinds of bodyguards around you.
Hall of Fame jockey Victor Espinoza went to the hospital this weekend after a horse he was riding died right on the track.
Ugh.
The scene looks brutal. I didn't watch the video because I don't need to see a horse die. He was hospitalized with multiple injuries yesterday in Del Mar, California, after his horse's name was Bobby Abu Dhabi.
Oh, that's an interesting
name. Good name. The horse went into cardiac arrest while training.
So it wasn't during a race?
No, they're just training.
Huh.
The horse's owner confirmed that the horse had died.
Is PETA going to do something?
PETA's very against racing. Based on the video, he was lying motionless on the ground for a while before getting help. Victor Espinoza. As for his status now, he has some shoulder soreness and numbness. He was they're saying it looks like he might have just been laying there, though. When you've fallen and you just are like, I'm just going to regroup here.
You're pretty stunned, I'm sure.
Horses are tall.
That's a long fall. It's not good.
Yeah, well, and they go fast. You know, did the horse's heart just seize up mid-stride? So crazy. Here's a picture of the horse. The horse is freaking beautiful. A big, strong racehorse. Bobby Abu Dhabi had a great run, they say here, usually with Victor on his back. He recently took third at the Belmont Stakes and won a couple of other races. You'd probably have to win some to get into like the big ones.
So racetrack's a big part of Del Mar in the summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you'd be surprised. A ton of people show up to do that.
The only race in the summer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Offset from Migos. That's Cardi B's husband and father of her new baby. He was arrested for gun possession on Friday in the Atlanta area. 3 guns and a small amount of pot.
Hmm.
They pulled him over for an improper lane change. He's a convicted felon currently on probation, and they were like, oh, well, these things aren't allowed. So he got hauled in. He was charged with possession of a firearm by a felon and possession of a weapon during a crime, both felonies. He was also hit with two misdemeanors, possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, and, that, of course, that stupid lane change. He was released on bail Saturday, and he went back home to Cardi B and their new daughter, Culture.
Oh, is that the kid's name?
Yeah, with a K. Culture.
Mm. Culture with a K?
That's what they named her.
Mm. Isn't Cardi with a C?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Culture's the name of their album, Migos.
Oh. Oh, it is?
Is yeah. that true?
But not with a K, it's with a C.
Oh.
Why in the heck? All right.
We named her Culture. Roseanne, I guess she's back on her meds because she...
This is after the yelling
yes,
incident?
Yes, she posted another video and she seems much more calm uh-huh. and put together in it.
But her son was interviewing her. Wouldn't he be the one that says, Ma, we can't air this, and yeah. you need to take your medicine.
You would think that he would have her best interest in mind. Like that thing did her no favors. Here's a little recap of the video we saw from her last week.
Oh,
this is in response. Of course, she's lost her job, and she's just people are yelling that she's a racist because is it Valerie Barrett? Is that the woman's name?
That sounds right. We're
something close to that. Yeah. I don't know the whole story, but I guess she's partially black, and Roseanne thought she was white, and whether she did or not, she made a pretty racist joke about her looking like someone from the planet, like a kid between Planet of the Apes. Someone from
Valerie Jarrett, yes.
Oh, Jarrett.
Valerie Jarrett.
That's it. So she's saying, it's not racist because I thought she was white. Hilarious.
Ugh.
Who's it's the laugher?
Her son.
Oh, that's the laugher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was what she was screaming last week. This week, here's what we have. Roseanne's son, Jake, says he's going to keep releasing content on her YouTube channel where no networks can mess with it. It'll include interviews with family and friends. And the basic theme will be, I thought that bitch was white.
Okay.
It seems that both those videos were shot on the same day, though. It looks like she's wearing the same clothes.
Oh, is her hair still
the same set?
She looks disheveled.
Actually, her hair is more put together.
Yeah, that one where she's screaming. She looks like a caged animal.
Mm-hmm.
She looks super anxious, and her hair is a mess. And she's running her hands through it, and she's like unfocused. And I mean,
smoking a cig.
She seems like she's on drugs in that one.
I agree.
Anyway, she's.
So maybe she was off the drugs, and then
yeah.
other videos she was back on the drugs.
Maybe. She needed to get her stuff calmed down. Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, thank you. It looks like she's coming back to TV. MTV is talking about doing a reality show. She lives in Mykonos, Greece now, I believe.
Yes.
And she has a... Is it like a bed and breakfast, a hotel?
I thought it was more like a club, although they're also calling it a resort.
Yeah, it's called Lohan Beach House.
Uh-huh.
She definitely has clubs or has put her
Lended
name on
her name
clubs.
To them. Mm-hmm.
But I think this is more like sort of a, say, a bed and breakfast or a resort mm-hmm. type thing where she's the proprietor and they're going to follow her around. And
she cannot get an acting job, period. Is that where we're at?
That is what it seems like.
All right.
I guess the team that's going to be producing for her has, they've produced hit reality shows, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real World, Project Runway. And so they're going to follow her and her staff, the staff of the
Lohan Beach House. Oh, is it the Bunham team? Bunham Murray. Yeah.
Title of the show and release date haven't been released yet, but it looks like that's what Lindsay Lohan is going to be doing next. A reality show. That should be fun. Okay,
Vinny. I'm surprised insurance will let them hire her.
Right. She doesn't have a great
track
record.
She's not going to show up.
Well, it's her house. So maybe they figure
is it?
They can park outside or, I don't know. I really don't know what she's up to. Just trying to get her life together. I hope it works out for her. Poor Lindsay.
I know.
The lawyer.com thing, that's going to pay some bills, but not the big bills. What's going up, Vin?
Board games.
Oh, I love board games.
Speeding in Oakland.
Uh-oh.
And more after these. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy day. It's Monday. God, I love a good Monday.
Yeah.
Woo! God, we're all like bright, shiny buttons today.
Yeah, we are. Mm.
You bet.
Yeah.
I hate clouds.
Don't say that. Bad memories. This part of the show is brought to you by Indeed. So earlier today, I was teasing a band that I couldn't say who they were, you know. I guess we're announcing the show right now, too. Lenny Kravitz is coming to the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Lenny Kravitz is coming to Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on October 4th. The tickets go on sale this Friday, July 27th, 10 a.m. at apeconcerts.com, apeconcerts.com. But you can win them right now, 800-400-3697. We have a pair of tickets for Caller 9 for the show, and we are going to have these all week, so be listening to the Owls.
I love Lenny. I've seen him, I don't know, three or four times, but my favorite Lenny story is the time he did a little show for us.
At Harlot, right?
Was it Harlot?
Yes.
And he apparently had just come from his island in the Bahamas.
Eleutheria.
And so he asked them to turn the air conditioning off. This was in summer, and so the place got swampy hot, and it was how he wanted it for his performance. Mm. And we're all in the audience, like, pulling our shirts, like, ah, what is going on here? Lenny wants it swampy around here, so Lenny gets it swampy.
That's so funny.
And they came out and killed. Not killed anybody, but you know what I mean. Sang well.
He killed those songs.
Yeah.
He murdered them.
Sang very well.
So anyway, Caller 9 right now gets Lenny Kravitz tickets. A good show. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at indeed.com/hire.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Imperfect Produce. Ooh. Ugly produce has never looked or tasted so good. Sign up now and see for yourself at imperfectproduce.com. Enter code word Radio Alice for 50% off of your first box at imperfectproduce.com. Mm. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
This next story is frightening. A woman was injured on a Maryland beach on Sunday afternoon when an unattended umbrella flew through the air and pierced her chest.
Oh, she was javelined by an umbrella. Man, those things do go flying around, don't they?
They do. Mm. So, when I was a kid, my favorite place, well, still, my favorite place to go is the beach. I love the beach, but I go to surf, mm-hmm. and then I leave. And sometimes I hang out with friends or whatever, but
there with your family,
I'm never a pack for the day kind of guy. I don't do a cooler and
full of sandwiches that you pre-made.
And an umbrella. And my mom was always like, well, we're going to take you today, but... And then it's like noon by the time they finally loaded the car with everything. It's just ruined. It's no fun. That's not fun. And this is the type of thing. The umbrella is one of those things that you just don't, you shouldn't even have it there. I guess
you
some
need
people.
It. If you're going to say, if you want to read a book and just watch your kids play, I have a beach umbrella.
You do?
Absolutely.
But you don't go to the beach, so everyone's safe.
But when I do, yes, that's true. Everyone is safe from my flying umbrella. When I do, I have an umbrella.
It's just too much. But anyway, this is Maryland. It's a beach in Maryland. Ocean City Beach Patrol said they received a call that the wooden pole of an unattended rental umbrella pierced this woman's chest.
For the watch.
Oh, I was going to say for the beach.
For the beach.
Lifeguards and other beach. Lifeguards on the beach secured the umbrella so it would not continue to blow around while it was in her chest.
Oh, God.
Firefighters arrived and cut the pole.
So that they could transport her.
Right.
Because, you know, listen, if you get stabbed by something, you guys, don't pull it out.
Don't tell me my job.
Just don't do it, Vinny.
It might need to come out.
No, you can't. You'll start bleeding to death.
Well, and plus it'll rupture things pulling it out.
Right. You might have to push it through. That's what they do with arrows.
What do you know about arrows?
I watch shows.
The woman was taken by helicopter to a medical center to be treated for injuries.
So she's gonna live.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
No.
Incredible.
Gnarly.
Ella.
A.
I can't stand that. That's horrible. Overpacking for the beach, though.
Oh, will you stop it?
I can't stand
it. You know, concentrate on the lady who got stabbed by the umbrella.
I'm glad she's okay. I'm happy. It's just too much.
But it's hard to be at the beach and then be like, oh, darn, we didn't bring water.
Okay, bring a bottle of water. Yeah. You're fine.
No.
I'm watching it right now.
All day. All day.
It, right now.
You need your bucket of sand toys.
In my hometown, I'm watching it. The people showing up, they're unpacking their car for 20 minutes just to get, like, the all. Okay, everybody. Who can carry?
You need your blanket. You need your umbrella.
You guys, you're not going to have any fun down there. You're overloaded. You can see the people stressing and sweating. Oh, man.
It's hard putting it together for a day at the beach. To be a really comfortable day at the beach. I mean, you can just walk out there and sit in the sand and be right. like, this is great. I forgot towels. I don't have a blanket to lay on. I don't have anything
exactly.
to eat.
Have no
it's too
money
hot.
For
I don't
anything.
Have an umbrella. I haven't yeah. got sunscreen.
A towel, God, a book, doesn't... and no. a bottle of water. You're done.
Can't read a book without an umbrella. It's too glary.
Or, you know, cancer, sun cancer.
Yeah, sun cancer. I don't want any Vinny. Sun cancer, Vinny.
See, if you bought an umbrella when you were a kid.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't have got those things removed off your face.
I'll tell you something. The one time I brought an umbrella, it wasn't me. It was the missus. This was the beach right in front of our house. Mm-hmm. She brings it down because we got the kid. She gets this umbrella in, and the wind takes it and flies it down the beach. And now I'm chasing a stupid umbrella that I would never have carried in a million years down there. And she's like, I don't see why you're so mad about it. I'm like, because I'm the donkey chasing the umbrella. That's why. God.
Well, you want her chasing after it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
She's a woman.
She could chase the umbrella, but Vinny, you know,
she'd probably be faster
it's best
than
that Vinny
him, actually.
Got away from her at that point. Like, who's pissed off?
Here
it's Vinny.
Board games, everyone.
Oh, my God, I love board games. When you're bored, play a board game.
How many times a month would you say you play a board game?
Eight.
Eight times a month.
I don't know. I mean, that's just a guess. A couple times a week.
According to the story I have in front of me, people only manage to get a group together to play board games an average of five times a year.
Oh. Man, that's Settlers of Catan. We play that a lot. Although, you know what? I play a lot of games that don't involve a board. Like, we play this game, this dice game, Quix. We play Quiddler, which is like a word game. I don't play board games eight times a month to actually break out the board.
Well, I think that those
but we play
all,
game. We have game nights all the time.
Those all fit the point
card
is you
work.
Gather people together and you have a game night.
But we have a
I
weekly
think that's
card
pretty
game,
cool.
And then we play. And also there's a lot of great on your TV games. Everybody signs into this room.
I did that recently. What was that called?
Quiplash.
That's not the one.
Fibbage.
I think that's the one.
Right. We have to make up answers. There's a bunch of really good
ones. That was pretty fun.
They're really fun. And everybody, you actually write in your answers on your phone. And the whole thing is you interfacing with your TV and your phone. It's freaking great. They're
really
fun.
Yeah, I've done that one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Quiplash, that's a funny one.
It's impressive that you're getting your people together. Good for you. You've built a nice little group of people there in Mill Valley. And most people don't have that. Apparently,
yeah.
If we're only doing it five times a year, that's there's a big difference between eight a month and five a year.
Yeah,
I can't do those numbers in my head. But
I wouldn't want to have people over to my house and not have some kind of game to play because I feel like just sitting around.
Yeah, but you have people over all the time.
Yeah, and we play.
Most people don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean, you've had people over since your 4th of July party.
Yeah.
Most people would be like, that's enough for 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But who am I going to play games with? Well, actually, I play with my kids when I don't have anybody else to play with. Hey, you guys want to play a game? Let's play a game. Or me and John will just play cribbage.
Have you ever caught someone cheating at a board game?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
And you continue to play, or how'd that go for them? Did you throw them out of the house?
No.
Just throw your drink in their face?
No.
What?
I don't know. You catch someone cheating, usually it's kind of funny.
Who? No?
Well, my brother is one. When we play Uno together, he just like puts down whatever card. And you know, because you're supposed to do the same color or the same number, but he'll just put down anything and keep going. And I've caught him doing that a few times. I'm like, oh, you bastard. So you got to watch every move he makes, that guy.
I don't even remember how to play Uno.
It's like Crazy Eights. You know?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Never mind. None of those. I mean, it's cool. I just, I imagine there's a bunch of people like me who went, no, the colors, no, nothing. I don't know.
Uno. You've got to say Uno.
A guy got pulled over on a highway in Oakland. I don't have which one, so.
Oh. One of, there's a bunch.
So
one of
them. Just coming back. Oh, from Sonoma. I put in my the trip home thing, and it took me through the East Bay,
and it
because it said it was going to be faster, and I was like, you know, the East Bay always gets me in the end.
It really does.
But I'm going to do it. I'm going to take.
Did it get you?
It got me. It got me so bad.
Where did you get stuck?
What do you mean where? The whole way I was stuck. You can't believe that people do that drive. What is it? 580, 880. Mm-hmm, that whole thing is just.
It's a nightmare. It's tough. If you're on it right now, we feel your pain.
Through the bridge area, and then splinters a million
it
ways.
It did the same thing to us on the way home, and we both went, nah.
Oh, you're so smart.
We're going to ignore it, because it has gotten us in the past, but I also heard there was traffic that way from KCBS.
You should listen to KCBS.
Yeah, Vinny.
Our sister station.
A guy got pulled over on a highway in Oakland, California last week for going 99 miles per hour in a 65, and he told the cop he knew he wasn't going that fast, so maybe the cop was actually looking at the temperature, not the radar speed.
That's what he said to the cop? That's a good one.
The cop said that led to, quote, an awkward silence, and eventually the guy gave up and signed his citation. And then, for what it's worth, the radar gun did show the temperature on the screen along with the speed, but it was 80 degrees.
Oh.
So it wasn't the 99 that... I didn't know those things had temp.
Me neither. Got the police officer to think about it, right?
Yeah. Could I have? Well, if it was 99 degrees out, that would have been something.
Yeah.
Boy, everyone's getting pulled over for doing 99 today. This is weird.
The number one sign that someone's rich today is they have an iPhone.
That's not the sign. It's a dumb sign.
Are you serious?
Is that from heaviermetal.net?
The other big signs you're rich are you have a passport, your car has Bluetooth and heated seats, you own an iPad, and your cell service is through Verizon.
T-Mobile all the way.
Yeah, baby.
So the sign, these are signs that you're rich, which means you're throwing money away. So yeah, T-Mobile would be someone looking for the right
deal,
right?
Those are throwing money. No, Bluetooth and heated seats, you got to have those.
Well, that's a loose definition of rich. When I think of rich, one thing comes to mind.
A refrigerator.
A
fighter jets.
A jet is right.
Fighter jets!
How about a bridge?
Private jets.
A bridge is good, but it's no jet. That's how you know someone's rich.
And a cook.
A chef.
Not a cook, a chef. I don't want a cook. They suck. I want a chef.
The results from the same survey back in 1992 are very different, as the answer is the top sign you're rich was you use Grey Poupon mustard.
Like
no.
Serious.
Where is this out of?
Heavier metal.
Gizmodo.
It's funny.
You know Gizmodo, Hooman?
I do, yeah.
By the way, Mia Maestro, tell us something good.
She's very beautiful in person.
Did you hug her?
Twice, maybe three times. The rice.
Do you not, do full body press?
No, not
you're
full
so
body.
You're so famous for?
It's almost just one arm. You can do one arm, light, gentle, chest to chest.
So were you told that in advance, or?
No, you can vibe somebody out. You could see if they want both arms around them and one leg wrapped around, or you can just, kind of do this kind of nice gentle pat on the back type of hug. There wasn't a boobless hug, I'll say that. You know the boobless hugs, right?
It wasn't
where the
a
girl
hug.
Arcs her back away from you to try to not have
I've had
a
my
lot
fair
of body.
Share of those.
Well, shocking.
You know, sometimes people do boobless hugs because their boobs are sore. Like I actually can really hurt when my boobs get crushed in a hug. I'm always like, oh, careful.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe her boobs are sore.
Yeah, maybe the girl had sore boobs.
Oh, boobs so she are sore.
So she did do a
no,
boobless.
No, she didn't. I'm just, you know.
All right.
There isn't a whole heck of a lot to say. Her movie's very good. And
you interviewed Mia Maestro before her film at the
Sausalito Film Festival.
It's and about the all, river in
into the
Africa.
Okavango.
We all hoped that maybe there'd be some kind of connection, but you're saying nothing. Zero.
Flap a flap.
Requirement.
you're
making
you,
fun
right?
of yourself.
You're booing yourself.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Jimmy Fallon was originally a computer science major at the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York.
Oh.
He switched to communications because it was too hard.
It's no joke. Let us play with your luck.
Lobsters.
Oh, tell me.
May just be immortal.
What?
They show no signs of aging and all seem to die from...
being eaten.
Yeah.
So they never find dead lobsters washed up on the shore?
They all die from external causes. They just keep living and living and living until someone or something kills them.
They do get big. Like there's monster lobsters out there in the world.
They did find... So do you want to guess what the oldest lobster they've ever found is?
How can they tell?
100 years.
That's wrong. Anybody else?
60.
Man, you're in a mood today.
140, everyone. 140.
They found a 140-year-old
so
lobster?
So how did they know that?
Yeah, how'd they know? Yeah.
They're scientists, and they seem to know everything. Those of you who love science.
Maybe it's because...
They carted him.
Maybe it's the size.
They carted, exactly. They carted him.
Our text number is...
an iPhone.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, horse racing is awful.
Mm. Especially on the lower levels. Like when you watch the Kentucky Derby and some of those big ones, these are people who are, you know, they're multi-million dollar horses. But there's a circuit that is extremely...
low budget.
It's just, they really, the things that they do to allow a horse to continue to run...
Don't say it. Don't
okay,
tell us.
I won't. It's really quite cruel.
Yeah,
you get a lot of people I knew growing up in the horse circuit I ran in. You could get thoroughbreds pretty cheap off the racetrack because they were damaged goods, and so people would get them and train them to do other things. And some of them just they'd been really jacked up.
781 says single Vinny would have never sold his truck.
That's the truth.
Well, single Vinny wouldn't have four cars.
Single Vinny wouldn't have two kids.
Single Vinny wouldn't live 67 miles away from the station.
Right.
That's also true.
Many things have changed. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot different in this world. But, you know, single Vinny really loves his kid. So I'm pretty into it.
You're not. There's no.
Well, you know
Vinny.
What I mean.
I'm like, who's that? Is that like a friend of yours?
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy. I got a really cool kid that I like a lot.
She's
another
great.
One any minute.
Yes.
I know. You know,
we go to the hospital tonight for the tour.
Well, she needs to have that baby pretty soon because Johnny Mosey's on a pretty tight schedule. We need to get him in here.
What does that mean?
He's going to be gone for a whole week in August, and you better not have her that week.
Well,
the kid's due in August. What are you talking about?
It's late August, so she needs to go early. Just so you know.
To answer your guys' dumb question about how we can tell how old a lobster is, scientists have found a special spot under the shell that has a ring, and every ring shows the year, 1 year.
Really?
Is your mouth watering looking at that giant lobster on the photo that Brynn's...
Oh, that is gigantic.
Do you just want to eat that?
That lobster, the claws, the guy's holding it up, the claws are twice the size of that guy's head.
Yep.
The claws alone are twice the size. That thing is... that's a monster.
Would you eat that whole thing in one time?
No, you couldn't. No one could.
The tail's like as big as somebody's arm.
It's bigger. It's huge. That thing is, that's probably, what is that, 60 pounds? That's a humongous lobster.
Do you just want to punch that thing dead right now and start eating?
I do.
She does.
Anyway.
That is
incredible.
They were accurate with the other ones, 140, 130.
Actually think that lobster right there, that the size of that thing, because the guy's holding it up and the claws are just twice as, I mean, honestly, if that thing came out of the water at you, it could destroy you.
Could it?
Like,
what do you mean?
Imagine if it attacked you.
Do lobsters attack you?
Well, I mean, they've got those big claws. I don't know that they come out and attack people, but if they ever did...
they could cause damage.
Yeah. You know it has a cutting claw and a grinding claw?
No, I don't know that because I don't
claws
think...
Claws are different. One of them has like razor on it.
I'll tell you what. If it came anywhere near me, I would point to you and be like, she's the one that eats you guys.
Cutter and grinder. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to post this picture to Sarah and Vinny's
Facebook
page. Oh,
yeah, do it. That's a great picture. It's incredible.
It's too big.
Oh, yeah. That thing is... That's a monster.
Can't taste good.
It's like a sea creature. A sea monster. Oh, I'm sure it would be delicious. But I'm telling you, you take that claw apart, you could cut that up into 18 steaks. Here's a lobster steak.
Ah, it's so gross.
There's like all these gossip sites that say lobsters attack divers, but I can't find anything legit.
Yeah, I don't. They crawl along the bottom. They can't really get a lot of lift.
They don't really swim, right?
No, they're bottom feeders.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I didn't even look.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll do the charts. That's always fun. We've got Jimmy Garoppolo's girlfriend. I got a little more on her.
The porn star?
Yeah. And
that's his girlfriend?
Well, they seem to be going. She's saying.
Oh, and by the way,
her stock's way up ever since she went on a date with him. Like,
she rivaling Stormy?
No, but, you know,
not
better.
Yet.
We'll find out in the trash.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.